This weekend, bout two of the Adelaide Roller Derby season's going to be happening. We'll have Mile Die Club versus the Road Train Rollers. They'll be going head-to-head this Saturday night at the Showgrounds. Joining us in the studio now is Invader Scrim from the Road Train Rollers and Feisty Feline from the Mile Die Club. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what can we expect from bout two?
Oh, well, it's going to be a big one, I think. The Mile Die Club didn't end up with any freshies this year either, so they have quite a strong team, but we've been training quite hard and our freshies are coming along really well, so I think we'll give them a run for their money.
When you're fresh in roller derby, what's the most important skill? What do you find often people have difficulty with or need to learn quickly?
Being able to stop quickly.
That and also taking a hit and not falling over.
Definitely.
What's the biggest danger when you can't stop, when you're still learning to brake?
Taking other people out with you is right. Normally the biggest issue.
Isn't that half the game, though?
Well, yeah, but doing it legally. So if you trip someone over, that's a penalty. So
I see.
You've got to be careful. You can actually get ejected from a game if you trip someone over bad enough.
Really?
It's egregious misconduct and you just get booted. So.
Now, Feisty Feline, the Mile Die Club were in the first bout of the season a few weeks ago. This was a rematch of last year's grand final. How did it go?
Oh, of course we won. It was a great game, but I think this one's going to be an even closer match. So
it's great. And you guys were just playing as teammates in a tournament in Queensland, and now you'll be facing off each other. Well, what's that like?
I think it's actually going to be really hard. Like, we did so well at Royal Rumble just working together as a team, and there's quite a few players from the Mile Die Club and the Road Train Rollers that are in the Radaladies, so now to have to be facing off against each other not even a week later is a bit difficult. Plus, yep. They know how we play now, so.
Yeah, was there some shared strategies in the tournament?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
But we have a sort of a separate strategy in travel team than we do in home team, so it kind of helps.
And what about how was Queensland? What's the roller derby scene like up there?
Oh, it was really good. We got to watch some amazing roller derby. Canberra were there and Sun State and a lot of other really big names in the WFTDA flat track derby. So it was great. Our games were really good as well. We worked really well together as a team. Two victories and one loss. So we were pretty happy with that.
We still got a silver cup that was gold. So
silver cup that was gold. Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah,
happy with that.
Yeah.
Is it the kind of thing that they run fairly regularly or every few years in Queensland?
Yeah, it's Royal Rumble, so it runs every year.
Yeah. And a good turnout? People are really excited about it for this sort of national event?
Yeah, well, they're even more excited when we are too for TGSS here because we run it and we've got 38 leagues, I think, coming, so it's going to be huge.
Wow.
Yeah, excellent. We're speaking with Invader Scrim from the Road Train Rollers and Feisty Feline from the Mile Die Club about bout two of the roller derby season happening this Saturday at the Showgrounds. Roller derby still, you know, relatively new. Adelaide Roller Derby established itself in 2007, so then might be some people out there who don't quite know the rules. Is there any chance we get a bit of a rundown for how the game works?
Yeah, sure. Do you want to start?
You can go. We do offer when you come to the game, so there is a cheat sheet that explains basic rules, and we also run through a very slow game at the very start, so you get the go for it. But basically, you have two jammers and a pack, and the jammers want to get through those blockers and around the track, and when they go past the opponent's hips, they get a point.
Yeah.
I don't think it's always necessary to fully understand the rules of a sport to enjoy it, though.
Oh, definitely not. Definitely not.
No,
we put on a pretty big show, and the skill levels are just going up and up and up as the years progress. So even if you don't know what's going on, there's people jumping over people and jumping the apex of the track, skating backwards on one leg, all that sort of amazing stuff. So,
do you put on like trick? Do you do sort of trick manoeuvres to put off the other team, that kind of thing?
The jammers do. So the jammers' main job is to not get stuck in the pack because they've got their own blockers and the opposition blockers in there. So ideally what the jammers are supposed to be doing is being quite quick, being able to change direction very quickly as well. But oftentimes we do end up running on our toe stops, jumping the apex of the track, which is the first turn or the second turn, and skating backwards, ducking, just anything really to get out of the pack without getting hit around too much. So
And Scrim was doing some pretty big apex jumps while we were away, so the Mild Die Club are going to be working on trying to hit them down.
Now, as we're discussing this a little bit off air, but obviously Feisty Feline and Invader Scrim aren't your natural names. How do you come up with your roller derby names?
Well, it's different for each person, really. Scrim was a nickname of mine way back in high school, so I was kind of used to being called that already. And Invader Zim is actually my favourite cartoon, so it was pretty easy for me to come up with that name.
Mine took a little bit harder to decide on. I had a lot of other options, but nothing really set aside from one that I made up. Feisty Feline just basically was a mix of Catwoman and the fact that I look too nice. So,
but what's it like when you tell people in, you know, your everyday life that you do roller derby? You know, when with something like, you know, Aussie rules football or soccer, people have a general idea. But did you have to find that you're explaining what the game is like and how it all works?
The first thing people say when you play roller derby is, "Oh, that's the one with the elbows," and it's just no. Like, elbows is actually something that we are really not allowed to do in roller derby. That's actually another thing that will get you sent to the penalty box. So when we're doing hits, it is quite similar to AFL in that you're actually using sort of your side and your hip and your shoulder to hit people or catching people on your chest. So there's no kicking, there's no elbowing, there's no punching. Much as sometimes maybe you might feel like you want to punch someone on the track, you are not allowed. So, yeah, there's quite a lot of rules involving the gameplay. People are getting a bit more of awareness about it. They'll be like, "Oh, that's the one with the roller skates." So, you know, we're getting a bit of a name with the public, which is nice.
It is very exciting, though, when you say you do roller derby and they go, "Hey, my auntie, or I know someone who does that." You're like, "Yes, someone knows." I don't have to explain it all again.
Well, you said you might get a bit angry on the when you're on the track. Do you ever target someone and sort of do you find yourself, your sights lowering a bit and you ride straight at someone to knock them over?
Oh, we try and say that we don't do that sort of
thing.
Oh,
good.
But every now and again, I predominantly jam, so I'm the guy that gets hit a lot. And every now and again, if there's a blocker that's just really making your life difficult, you might try and not line them up specifically so that you don't have to deal with them. Otherwise, if you think there's someone that you can take on or a weak spot in a wall, you might line that up specifically because you know it'll be less of a challenge. So it really depends on what sort of jammer or skater you are in general and how much trouble you want to make for yourself, really.
Now, for such a really, it's quite an intense sport in some ways. What are training sessions like?
Fun.
Fun.
They go for about 2 hours. On Sundays, we get four-hour trainings for ARS. It's a mixture of scrimmages, which is a muck-up game pretty much with no score. And then we do like training drills and scrim runs, a couple of them, of teaching different methods.
Yeah, they're always good. But we do have one session a week is the scrimmage, and then we have team trainings, travel team trainings, and then a skill session as well. So it's about 6 hours a week.
Training. And our team training, don't forget them.
Yeah, now, of course, you guys are going to be playing against each other this weekend. Do you have anything to say to one another to get fired up? You know, some big words to send out before the fight?
Basically, don't hurt me, Rudy.
I just really hope I can remember how to apex jump.
Well, thanks for joining us this morning.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Invader Scrim and Feisty Feline. From the Road Train Rollers and the Mile Die Club, respectively, speaking about bout two of the roller derby season, which is coming up this Saturday at the Adelaide Showgrounds. And first whistle blows at 6:45, so make sure you get down there early and see the whole thing.
Yeah, it should be an absolute cracker.